Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillary's are sponsor our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th. Well, cattle futures just could not help themselves as the oversold market needed a bounce. Traders decided it was time to cover their short positions after futures declined around $10 over the past month. This decline took place even though cattle supplies were expected to tighten. Escalating feed prices had an influence on the market, as well as the indication from Box Beef that consumers were backing away from higher-end cuts of beef. It's likely cash will not trade higher this week based on the trend set last week and significantly lower box beef prices over the past month. Hog futures still seem to be in trouble with continued liquidation after Friday's limit down move. The market tried to rebound from the large decline but could not hold the gains during the day. The strength of cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report was a bit of a surprise, with a gain of $2.95 to begin the week. Cutouts increased $2.66. Both higher cash and higher cutouts should set the stage for higher futures. Well, for the first time in 7 days, the Chicago May wheat futures not up the daily limit, giving the remaining shorts a chance to get out. May still 33 cents higher early Tuesday, while July wheat is down 26 cents. Commercial grain firms, in an effort to escape the volatility of the nearby futures, have moved bids to the July. After setting another new contract high on Monday, Paris milling wheat futures are modestly lower early today. Now, for the second consecutive day, corn futures are weaker, having become very overbought with just a few sellers. Managed money funds were reported to be taking some profits on Monday and were likely again in the overnight, despite the fact that some of the lost shipments from the Black Sea are being captured by U.S. corn exporters. This is a market that has become very top-heavy. Soybean futures continue to move sideways, but trending up toward the recent highs early today. World vegetable oil markets are mixed, and palm oil lower early today. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At the close on Monday, April Live, cattle up 212, 137.90. The June up $1.40, 133.92. March feeder cattle up $1.47, 154.60. April up 242, 159.67. April hogs down 17 cents, $100.27. May down 67 cents, 105.07. Kansas City wheat, May down 62 and 3 quarters, 11.88 and 3 quarters. July down 61 and 3 quarters, 11.72. Chicago wheat, May down 44 and a quarter, 12.49 and 3 quarters. July down 82 and a half, 11.70. May corn is down 16 cents, 7.34 and 3 quarters. July is down 15 and 3 quarters, 7.11 and a half. May soybeans up 16 and 3 quarters, 16.76 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.